The gist for urolithin A. Could it improve mitochondrial functioning in ME/CFS, long COVID, and fibromyalgia? Another day, another potential mitochondrial enhancer. We just came across LOLA, and now we have urolithin A, a most intriguing compound. Urolithin A is produced by the gut bacteria when they break down the substances found in foods like pomegranates, walnuts, strawberries, and raspberries. It's not new to science. It was discovered about 40 years ago. But more recent interest in its health-enhancing properties have resulted in hundreds of mostly lab and animal studies. Urolithin A's great gift appears to be its ability to enhance mitochondrial production and muscle functioning across a wide range of species, such as worms, mice, and humans. Interestingly, it does this cleaning up of defective mitochondria, or mitophagy, or in a wider sense, autophagy, a process studies suggest may be impaired in ME/CFS. Urolithin A supplementation has been shown to improve both muscle strength, improve mitochondrial efficiency, and reduce inflammation in middle-aged and older adults. Animal studies suggest it can increase lifespan as well. Urolithin A research appears to be booming. Just in the past 5 months, urolithin A improved memory and learning in Alzheimer's mice, suppressed colorectal cancer in the lab, reduced the toxicity of amyloid plaques in mice, reduced cognitive impairment in aging mice by increasing mitochondrial activity, reduced microglial activation in mice, and so on. It's not all about mice in labs, though. Clinical trials are currently underway to assess urolithin A's ability to affect the immune system, enhance endothelial functioning, increase glucose metabolism, insulin availability, and energy production, alter the gut flora, and boost mitochondrial production, assess skeletal muscle function and iron metabolism, and more. Studies suggest that only about 30 to 40% of people have the gut flora that produce enough urolithin A to make a difference. One review stated that only a small percentage of people get enough urolithin A from food to get health benefits from it. Urolithin A supplements are readily available, but as with any supplement, it's probably best to go with a reputable brand, as one study found that some brands may not contain all the urolithin A they purport to. MitoPure by Timeline has been used in clinical studies and is surely safe, but at $2.08 a pill on Amazon in the US, it's also easily the most expensive source. Otherwise, urolithin A is available from 33 cents to 128 per pill and comes in powder form as well. Applying the Arsenault test regarding which treatments to try finds the source of the information regarding urolithin A highly credible, the evidence of its effectiveness fair. A few good human studies have had positive results. The benefits appears to be moderate, but could hit a core problem in ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. The cost runs from fairly low to fairly high depending on which brand you try, and the risk appears to be low. In other words, if you're supplement inclined and you can afford it, urolithin A might be something to try. We, of course, don't have a clue how well it would do in diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, but if mitophagy is a problem and people with these diseases are aging more quickly, as some researchers recently suggested, urolithin A's mitochondrial and lifespan enhancing possibilities might be helpful. No one supplement is going to do the trick with ME/CFS. With mitochondrial supplements popping up so much, we're going to try to use study results to dream up a possible mitochondrial supplement package for these diseases. If you have ideas, please provide them. Thanks to the over 200 people who have contributed to Health Rising's drive thus far.